This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Forever Dog.
Wow, so hot.
Oh my God.
Heat wave, burning in my heat wave. Can't keep on heat wave. Yeah.
Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding, serving up
hot goss.
This is our weekly cam girl chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Ooh, let's get into some hot goss.
Thank you so much for your tokens and your tips. Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you.
Send me some hearts, some green hearts.
Big Daddy 6669. Thank you for the tip. Oh my gosh. Thank you for the coins.
No,
we
you
might do some girl on girl later on if you guys keep tipping.
Remember to stay after for some hot Q&A. Ask me your questions. I'll answer anything.
Hot chats.
No questions. I'll just stare at the screen and berate my audience. I've been watching some of them girls like tapping their nails like, y'all don't have any questions for me? It's like, no.
Oh my God, not getting flagrant and ornery with the studio audience.
It's like, calm down, girl. You don't have a leg to stand on, especially since you're sitting on your couch.
Excuse me. If y'all ain't got any questions, then like, I'm just gonna end this in a few minutes. That's it. Like, I'm gonna stay on
And I know
I
waited 4 minutes at the top to get it over 13 followers to be watching. But yeah, I didn't want you guys to miss it.
Yeah, we're just going to hold a few more minutes until more people get in here. So just think. Hey, Raya. How are you, babe? Always like saying hi to your friends.
Oh, my God. I kind of feel like the quarantine has made me closer to some people in a way.
Really?
Yeah. Myself. I've been watching all the shows and they're like a boon to my life, you know.
I love that you love the word boon so much right now. Boon is becoming, we need a boon counter.
A boon counter. You just gonna get one of those jobs being a boon counter?
Hot boon. Do you wanna see my Pat Boone? Okay.
Hit my Patreon Boone.
All right. We have a lot to talk about today. Now, what is this mural in downtown Los Angeles?
There's this really cool mural artist named David Puck. He's done some great portraits. One of my favorites is of Ben that he did. And he's painted a big thing of me right across from Precinct, which is like kind of like my home bar. Now that Mary's fired me. It's not the whole pic. It's this picture that this
How is anyone going to recognize you?
It has my name. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they tagged Derek. I'm kidding. This kid in Florida, I remember him taking my pictures at maybe Hamburger Mary's Tampa or... I forget where it was. His name's Painkiller Cam. He's an artist. He draws really cool stuff. I think he does tattoo work now too. But he drew a picture of me, and I think that David got the inspiration off of that, maybe, or maybe he got it off of a picture that from an OCC campaign. I can't really tell. It's just so cool. I knew it was me immediately. And one of my friends drove by the night that it was happening. And he's like, is this you? And I was like, it's the same kind of feeling that I had when like people kept sending me the Batgirl cover when I was on the cover of like this comic book. Cause I was like, that's like, I know what I look like. I recognize myself. And then David had DM'd me and told me that he did it. And I was like, I'm really, really flattered that you would spend time like creating this. This is cool.
It's really fierce. I just pulled it up, and the artist on Instagram is David Puck Artist,
and you can pull it up.
And yeah, he's amazing. It's a beautiful piece of work. And you have four eyes in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have a few extra eyes.
I mean, five if you count them all. Not a few extra eyes. I hate you.
That's the caption. It's really stunning. That's fucking amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Grand Central Market, downtown Los Angeles. If you're driving around and see a giant, gorgeous blue woman that looks like Willem, it is Willem.
It is. Some of the greatest drag queens in the world have been blue. Blue. Also,
blue.
One of the... Blue. Oh god! Some of those fashion choices that Leanne Rimes had back then, I could totally do.
Really?
Those little country girl dresses—you pin one side up and then rip the shoulder down—you got a honky tonk dress.
It's good satin dancing dress.
Slit in the thigh, clean up to my hip,
and it fits you good.
You know what else fit you good? All these drag show nominations for the Digital Drag Fest Awards: Best Artist, Best Live Vocals. Funniest, best show, best costuming, most outrageous.
She's so outrageous. Anna Nicole.
Drag you.
It is an honor to be nominated in so many categories, so many noms. And I appreciate everyone who went online and submitted our shows for nomination. It's very sweet. It's very exciting.
We can still vote too, right?
Yes, you can still vote. Voting closes May 17th, so only 2 days left. So go to digitaldragfest.com/vote, and voting is very easy. And vote for all your favorite shows. There's a lot of amazing divas nominated, and the shows have been really good. And the Digital Drag Fest has been kind of important. In my life, personally, it's been a great outlet and a great way to be creative and to have fun and make the best out of quarantina.
That's really cool.
Quarantina.
I haven't done any of these shows yet just because, like, I need a crowd more so than anything, because I'm in constant search of validation. Like, if I'm locking eyes with someone in the audience, it's not because, like, I want, like... I want you to really feel me and feel that heat and that sex. It's because I want to make sure you're having a good time. Like, and yes. Like, otherwise, if I feed off of laughters, you know how like it kind of rolls and then you get going and you get warmed up.
Yeah.
Like, I think if I did a digital drag show, it would be like a Race Chaser Live or something that's just like me reading or Nina Westing about.
I love that idea. I mean, we could feasibly do that, right?
Could we? Could
you do a whole bunch of people on Zoom, and we're the ones on the stage.
Oh,
yeah. Or we could do it on a Twitch.
Twitch.
Can't show your twat on Twitch.
We could be twitching.
No twat Twitch.
Can you show your twat on Zoom?
Yeah, it's private. I'm hosting like a bulge contest tomorrow night for Barracuda on Zoom.
Yeah. How fun!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I'll send you the link if you want to see some bear cock.
Yes, please. We love that.
Is it bear cock or is it covered bear cock?
It depends on what people feel.
And it's supporting Precinct, did you say? Or did I make that up?
They did one supporting Precinct. Barracuda's been throwing parties every week. And because he throws parties all over the country, each weekend they're supporting different. So this one is the Atlanta Eagle and like other places in the Heretic, I think. Like all the Atlanta bars.
Oh, I've been there. It's balmy in there. It's atmospheric.
If you can't get your dick out for a good cause, what can you get your dick out for? Now, what is this Doja Cat moment?
That's what Big Daddy always said.
Big Daddy, let me get a look at you.
Ooh. Doja Cat has this remix of Say So with Nicki Minaj, and it's number one on Billboard.
Slay.
It was produced under the name Tyson Trax. He's a credited producer, and that's a pseudonym that Dr. Luke has been using.
Can you press the suspense button, please?
This one?
Interesting. So Dr. Luke is using a fake name to continue to put out high-profile music.
Yeah.
Because his name is tainted. It's not of the Lord.
Dark-sided right now.
It's tainted. Take it. I'm ripping up this check. Please mail me a new one after the cameras are down.
Did you keep your check from when you won? Or did PEG get it back?
What are you talking about? All That's, Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had our own big check printed. I don't have room for it, so I think it's at PEG still.
Let me have it for the Drag Museum.
Okay.
Ooh.
Work.
I would love for it to be seen and, yeah. and featured prom.
Is it endorsed too?
Yeah. Yeah, I said for Wells Fargo online deposit only.
Yeah, they're asking you to get a picture of the back and the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just back included this fact because we had had a conversation about Kim Petras and Dr. Luke, and, you know, this is the number one song in the country again, and he's involved yet again.
It's a sticky scenario. And it's only a matter of time before Sherry Pie starts performing under a fake drag name.
Prosthetics.
Honestly, I think she'd be a great director. I mean,
yeah.
Like, she.
Are you being facetious or do you really mean that?
No, I do, because, like, she's obviously a skilled performer. She can make and create worlds and make people believe things. And she obviously has a way of getting to people's minds. Like, honestly, she shouldn't be given a chance. But if she were, like, she'll never perform again. So I'm just, like, devil's advocating in my own mind, like, you know, what she's going to do with the rest of her life now.
Yeah, totally.
Bless.
Well,
I mean,
Dr. Luke is Tyson Trax. The tracks of my tears. Okay. Bob the Drag Queen and Peppermint had a great discussion about racism in the Drag Race fandom. Oh my God, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. This discussion has been happening for a while, but we recently talked about the verification of season 12 queens on Twitter and the follower count between black queens and white queens. Oh my gosh. So I didn't watch this, but the conversation is on Bob's YouTube. And
Bob said that you don't get to point out the exception and act like it's the standard.
What does that mean? Can you explain, Dip?
Yeah, like a lot of people will say, the majority of black queens have less followers on Instagram than white queens, or sort of blanketly queens of color. And then people will be like, well, Bob, you have over 1 million followers. And so Bob is saying, well, you can't point out the one exception and act like that's the standard.
Oh, good. Right. I was so worried that it was something that I had said, and that's his way of responding. And I was like, please don't let it be me. Please don't let me be racist, too.
No, it's good.
I was holding my breath, honestly, because I was like, fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a fascinating conversation, especially around season 12 girls, where there's like a follower discrepancy. Where, like, you know, and again, followers are not guaranteed, like,
no, you know,
but you're going two girls who have the exact same track record, the same popularity on a global television brand, and one has like 300,000 or 400,000 more followers than the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to think about. And they just have a really frank, interesting conversation on the YouTube video about all the racism in the fandom and just in general.
I want to check that out because I think it's a conversation that has been going on for quite some time. And it's a conversation that I definitely want to like learn more about.
I mean, everybody's starting podcasts and everybody's a pundit now. There's a new, the only Drag Race review, a new review with, I think, like, with Peppermint and I think Tina Burner or something. And I saw
really?
Some, yeah. Maybe Tina. I forget who it was. But like everybody's talking and has time to talk about these things, which is great.
It manifests itself in different ways as well. Like, I think queens of color are way more often sort of dragged by the fandom way more easily, way more often, and like the fandom is way less forgiving than they are of white queens who may be doing the same thing or getting away with different things. So like this is a whole ass conversation. It's been going on for a while. I don't think it's just Drag Race. I mean, I think it's America. I think it's TV. I think it's commercialism. Like all of these things are implicated and it's a really big conversation. And I'm glad Bob and Peppermint are having the conversation. I can't wait to watch that.
Did you see the thing with Alexis where some fan art was made where they removed the star on the front of her outfit? What? And then I thought it was World of Wonder. And I, of course, commented. And my
you had on, to you had to be an input hoe.
Well, I had 98
someone putting
cents.
In her input.
I was like, oops, my bad. But
it wasn't an official promo image.
Honestly, they'll change a promo anyway. So I was like, okay.
It wasn't an official promo image, but for some reason, someone who edited together a purple promo image of all the looks from the All Stars Queens, they removed and photoshopped out the star from her Puerto Rican flag outfit. Which, why?
Don't know. Maybe it turned purple in the white balance or something when they fucked with it.
Yeah.
No good reason anyway. And just like me, no good reason to talk, but I did anyway.
Out the side of your mouth, mm-hmm. Out the side of your entire head.
Yeah, covered in suckless face and body.
Out of your side pony.
Mm-hmm. Out of side pocket.
The side pony has a mouth. When you pull the ponytail apart at the base of the rubber band, it is a mouth that speaks.
It oh, has man.
Teeth. Okay. We have a very exciting rainbow spotlight. It's a submission. Yep. So, girl, if you're an artist out there, if you want your music to be featured on Rainbow Spotlight, girl, send us an email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
You got it.
I should probably know that, but I'm learning.
You did.
Good. Okay, so this message set. Do you want to read it, Will?
Sure. I hope you are well and this email finds you well. Thank you. I'm writing to you first because I get all my Drag Race tea from y'all, so I'm a major fan. I'm writing to ask you consider featuring a track from my newly released debut EP, Melanin Monroe, for your Rainbow Spotlight, good name. The music is all very much inspired by my experiences entering the world of drag and broader queer community. I thought my standout track, Fitness, would be great for your podcast. It's fabulous, fire, and absolutely fagatrocious. Best wishes, Freddie, at East Bay Vicious.
Thank you. Melanin Monroe. Girl, watch out.
This Ooh, she is got blue eyeshadow on, too.
Girl, yes, it's a stunning cover art. I can't wait to hear this.
Thank you, Freddie. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, so we are happy to feature you, bitch.
And you can check out at East Bay Vicious on Instagram, and you can get into this fabulous fire fagatrocious song called Fitness.
Mm-hmm. And we only do songs that we love, so check this out.
Clack, kaboom. Everybody knows when I step in the room. Freddy here and I take you to the tomb. Take you to the graveyard, I take you to your doomsday. East Bay, 5-1-0. Brown skin, thick ass, never humble. So pay homage and Vegas tell your man, give it up like he was raised damaged. Anyway, if we talk about coins, I got him. I was on top, but I ain't such a power bottom. I ain't got no enemies, I already fought him. And the haters, I can never seen this bottom. Got him, how I'm unclockable, unstoppable, and so severe. It's the big corporate mirror, could I be more clear?
I'm only chilling with the top tier. Survival of the fittest, and your ain't stopped here.
I've been putting this on my work, rocking on sweats, old t-shirts. I'm on my grind these days, you know how this thing works. Said I'm back on my beep. I was sitting in the back and like a reefer. But I be putting in some hard hardware. I be putting in some hard hardware. Yeah, I be putting in some hard hardware. Yeah, over time, like all the time. You can't cut the tension with a kitchen knife. I want the shit like it's already mine. Yeah, do anybody really know how to grind? Okay, I'm the young Kanye Shantae. You stay young prince of the bay. Now get it. And if you ain't with it, you ain't fit to win. So get the fuck out of picture you get. Anyway, you can call me a villain, cause I look bad when I'm chillin'. The Marty people so serious, man. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by, I almost nodded off because this Helix mattress is so comfortable, Helix Sleep!
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
I've had several many Helix mattresses for several many years now, and I love them all. They're all my
babies. I've read the men's room wall.
We have the Midnight Dusk. We have the one for heavy sleepers, and that's also good.
Oh, they're all good.
If you have slumber parties, I love a Helix party. And we are the Helix girls, and we have been for such a long time that we know what works best for us and our bodies. But if you don't know, you could take a Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Also models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Ooh, plus enhanced cooling features to help you from overheating at night.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, so that's why they offer a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress and a 10- to 15-year warranty.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it's not going to last long.
It's so good, I'm going to say it again. That's helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. You're literally getting them out of you by speaking them and figuring out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
That's right. And I think, and I've said this before, I think therapy is a very useful tool, whether you've been through something very traumatic or you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah, all the therapists have licenses, so get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Welcome back.
Oh, we were rolling.
Yes, yes.
This is a song that we like to sing to introduce this segment.
But before you sing it, read this note from Stanley.
Stanley. Okay. Stanley says, I'm going to pull it up on mine. Stanley says, hey, Willem, Alaska, and Big D, I hope you're staying safe and help during this pandemic. I've been a fan of the pod ever since you ladies premiered Race Chaser, so I've decided to do a quick version of your version of Let's Get Political. Hope you enjoy. Also, my IG is at STAART421.
Okay, ready?
Hit it.
Wait, okay.
Let's get political, political. I want to get political.
There you go.
All right.
Wow. What's her Venmo?
I am, firstly, I love that. Secondly, how dare you? How dare you replace us as vocalists on our own podcast?
Did Courtney put him up to this? That was so good.
That was so good, Stanley.
Oh, my God.
Well, we don't have to sing it anymore.
What a talented audience. Thank you for
listening. Can we hear it one more time? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay, hold on one second.
I'm so sorry.
Because I'll fuck him, too. He's hot.
He goes and hits those high notes. I am pissed.
What'd that mouth do? Arpeggios.
We just got replaced on our own pod. You realize.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's get political, political. I want to get political. Missing on Bali side.
Okay, I got blue shirt one and V-neck one. You can have the other two.
I have had it officially, Big Dipper. How dare you bamboozle us with this audition without prior knowledge?
Oh, wow.
It's fine. No, it's fine. We've been replaced.
Thank you so much, Stanley.
Thank you.
Next week, it's going to be someone who's like, hey, so I recorded your podcast, but better, and I get the facts correct. So here it is. And then we just play the whole episode.
There's been a change of format.
Hey, huge, huge fan of the podcast. Here's how it should be done.
as per my last iTunes comment review.
All right.
Damn.
Okay, let's get into this Let's Get Political segment. There's a lot going on.
Yes, the most atrocious thing that has happened this week in America was everybody finding out about the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, which happened 2 months ago, more than 2 months ago, and the fact that there was basically a snuff film created of these men hunting him down and killing him, and then the prosecutors not following through on charges. It's just like watching the film made me physically sick. I wasn't ready for it. I literally just had to like shut my laptop and sit and be like, who do you get mad at? There's so many things wrong with this case, and they're all coming to light. And the fact that there had to be a video of this and nothing was being done still until like the world got up in arms about it. It's like, what the fuck? Who are these terrible white people? And I know one used to be a cop and he was connected because he was an investigator for the DA's office. And just the audacity that someone could shoot someone like that.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, it's really fucked up. It's deeply fucked up.
And multiple people along the way are so responsible because nobody prosecuted it. People knew about this. Charges weren't brought. I mean, this governor, I don't have any faith in him at all in Georgia after like what happened before during the quarantine. And now it's just like that state, I can't believe it. And then I feel sorry for any Georgian right now because your governor is horrible. At first it was the thing with the abortion, then it was this, then it was that. Georgia, I can't. The only thing I like in Georgia right now is Charlie Brown's. Oh wait, they're gone too. Fuck. What's the strip club called?
What about Swingin' Richards?
Swingin' Richards, that's what I meant. Yeah. Charlie Brown's was the old drag club that closed. But that and all the people there. I feel sorry for your governor.
Yeah. And the response on social media was everywhere because of coronavirus and public health risks. Protests weren't possible, so the case stayed local and buried for a few months. But because of the internet and the video that surfaced and got disseminated, it's resulted in the arrest of Greg and Travis McMichael, father and son murderers, who face murder and aggravated assault charges.
Has the other guy been charged at all, the one that taped it yet and had a gun? Because I feel like he's got some charges, accessory to a murder at least.
At this time, I know they're considering it, but I don't think it has officially happened yet.
Oh my!
Time of us recording this.
I hope this man has a nice rest of his life wherever it is. But if he's out on the streets, good luck. And if he's in jail, good luck, because neither will be a good situation for him. And he deserves every flower that his planting has wrought or whatever. I don't know. I'm so mad about this.
Yeah.
And that theme song was so fucking nice. And now we have to talk about how terrible America is right now.
Yeah. It's really horrible. It's a tragedy. He was only 25 years old. We can hope that justice is going to be served for Ahmaud, and hopefully a bigger spotlight will be directed on the internal corruption in that police department, but also police departments everywhere.
I do have to say, though, I mean, we always talk about, oh, being a slacktivist and sign this petition, do whatever. We did what we could this time. Everybody in the world that recognized what a great miscarriage of justice and tragedy this was, and results happened. So yeah, at least there's an ending that that, like, you know, the right people will be brought to justice now. I think we all feel, at least. And that was from the internet and from word of mouth and from all the running and people going 2.23 miles for Ahmaud. And you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Well, we will be right back.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay.
Oh, so dark.
It is so dark.
So dark.
It is very dark in here.
The darkness.
Let's go spelunking. Unking. Deep inside the dreams.
This comes. Oh, wow. So we have a follow-up, which usually is not a short statement. This is, I guess we had Stu last week or a week before talking about something. I forget what he was talking about.
It was
about his boyfriend.
Still living with his ex-boyfriend, and his boyfriend was not respecting the space.
Okay. Remember her. Okay, so Stu says,
Okay, now we get the other side of the story. Oh, I want to see what she has to say. Okay,
pull up a chair. Hey, Willem, Alaska, and Dipper. Hope you're all doing good during these times. You know damn well, Stu. This is just in response to Stu, who messaged in last week. Oh, this isn't Stu. This is Stu's guy. Okay. I'm the ex of 4 years that de-pants him and pilfered the loot. And after listening to your advice, I understand what I've done has created an uncomfortable living situation. I am just looking for this. I told him to pop him too. So I am just looking for some advice, as the reason I am rather playful in this sense is that after being together for 4 years, I'm trying to find the balance of friendship and being ex-partners. Stu literally gives me nooch on every matter, and I never know where I stand. So this has brought out his playful side in hope to get a response. Can you advise if either of you had a similar situation of dealing with ex-partners, and if you can really be best friends or something of a similar nature in time? It was just really nice seeing how Sharon and Alaska were on the pod, and that is something I would aspire to. Stu is always the dignified one out of the two of us, so would never send a dick pic. I, on the other hand, was always the messy slut, so please find a picture of my member. Also, a picture of us together for reference. Thank you for providing great contact during the shitstorm, blah, blah, blah. Stay safe, Michael, Scotland. Hell yeah.
Okay. The member is turgid.
The member is turgid and rigid.
Like, Is there cum on
a glow?
His hand?
Is it a glow?
It looks like cum.
There's fluids present. we're gonna need to get a culture on that.
I actually like that bedspread too. It's like a blue kind of flannel.
I had sheets like that for a while.
I like it. It's comforting to me. I think I had something similar when I was young.
With cum all over them.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
One of them is wearing a kilt, and if that's, I don't know if it's Michael or other homeboy, but like, how would he feel about getting like his skirt lifted up, you know? I'm guessing he would feel fine with it because his dick is huge. He looks like a grower in a shower.
Yes. And we,
hateful.
And we thank you, Stu's ex, Michael. We thank you for, we thank you for being man enough to come.
Mm-hmm. Whitney, what's this about?
So, I thank you for hearing us, but I want to make sure you're fully hearing us. It's not playful when it's like invading somebody's boundaries. And you say in this letter that he you don't know where you stand with him, but I think that he's made it clear where you stand right now.
Yeah, right now stand away from him because he doesn't. Yes. He you're his ex now. Stop fucking with them. Let them be mad. Let them have some feelings. You know, because if you break up with someone, you normally don't hang out with them every day. So just give them some space and bring that dick over here when this Rona is done.
It's an unusual situation having to be in close quarters with your ex that you just broke up with. But speaking about Sharon and me, we had to be in close quarters a lot because we were both on tours together and things like right as we were breaking up, right after we broke up. And it was very, very hard for a period of time. So.
Well, didn't she bring her new boyfriend around with her?
I don't even remember. I don't think so. But it's a process and a journey. And like Willem said, right now it's your job to give Stu some space. And hopefully you can both get to a point where you can be friends like Sharon and me. But I tell you, that didn't happen instantly. It was a very rough time for a period. So just like give it time and hopefully you'll get there.
Stu needs a place to stew.
Yeah.
So let her stew.
Let her stew.
Let her stew. Stew is better than soup. I got some soup in my purse. Stew is better.
No!
I filled up a purse with Slurpee at a 7-Eleven once, God. And they were yelling the whole time. They were so mad.
Well, okay. This next message is from Nolan. Dearest greetings, Alaska Willem and Big Dipper. Please excuse the lengthy message. I know it's a long read, but I felt compelled to send you my pandemic story. My name is Nolan, and I'm writing to hopefully shine some light on the crisis of cruise ship crew members currently trapped at sea. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I've been a dancer with Royal Caribbean for almost 4 years now, and I'm currently one of over 75,000 crew members stuck on ships around the world from different cruise lines due to COVID-19. I am personally stuck on a ship outside of Manila. The cruise industry has suffered a massive PR disaster because of the pandemic, with multiple major news publications publishing fake news about how cruise ships are major transmitters of the virus, and most notable story being the Ruby Princess in Australia. Cruise ships are probably one of the safest and cleanest places in the world right now, only accounting for about 0.07 of coronavirus cases worldwide. As a result, the crew members are truly suffering. Governments worldwide have shut their borders to us, and we are slowly losing hope of ever making it home to our families. We have all been quarantined from the world for 2 months now with no pay, daily temperature checks to ensure our clean bill of health, social distancing, extreme sanitizing measures, and even being forced to isolate in cabins alone for 2 to 3 weeks in some cases. These are hardworking people who just want to go home to our families, and we are denied entry time and time again. There are some who were lucky enough to be repatriated home, but the majority of us are still trapped out here waiting and holding onto a glimmer of hope. On a personal note, I want to say how much your podcasts have helped me through this extremely difficult time that I find myself in. This situation has caused many feelings of anxiety and depression. I consider myself an extremely active person, but I've gone through days, even weeks of not not training and barely being able to go for a walk. Your podcasts have never failed to put a smile on my face. I have re-listened to the Deep Dive with Delta Work and Alessandra Torresani episode several times this week alone. Where is the Pulitzer? You bring so much light into the world, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you have done for me. My situation is uncertain and scary, but I can always count on you guys to pull me up out of bed and get me to do something with my day. P.S. Attached are some explicit dick pics. I am praying that I am privileged enough to hear Willem's scholarly analysis of my drick. Love forever, Nolan. This is crazy.
This is nuts. Let's talk about the dick first, though, because there's nuts there, too.
Yes.
This is an obelisk type of monumental member where the base is as thick as the balls almost, and it's a wonder. It's a wonder to behold. We're waiting for...
It's the Ruby Princess.
We're waiting for cartographers to come in. It's the Ruby Princess and match. It is. Honestly, it is. If Jack was anywhere near the ship, he could hold on to this and he would not die.
Yeah, that's true.
And I love a good cruise ship chorus boy. They are always the sluttiest. One of my exes cheated on me twice with cruise ship chorus boys. And I was like, will you stop fucking the swings? Yeah.
And,
anyway.
You know, even I really love these pictures. I really appreciate this. And me I'm too. Not even distracted by the obvious cruise ship decor. The painting that I think is probably the same painting in every room, and the sort of swirly pattern on the carpet. I know cruise ships well. I've worked on several cruises in my life, and but I appreciate these images.
Cruise with me, baby.
Thank you for bringing this up, because this is like a thing. Like people who were all the passengers who were on the ship got to go home.
Did they?
Everyone who works on the ship, including singers, crew people, whatever, they have to stay and live on the ships.
Why?
Because of the idea that cruise ships have been a breeding ground for COVID. But I've heard, they had a guy on The View who was a singer on one of the ships, and he's been stuck there for 50 days at that time. It's now more like 60. And he said the ship is in, it has zero cases of COVID on board, and it never had any cases, and they're still not allowed off. What's going on with this?
I mean, this sounds stupid, but can like the cruise ship just like sail to the countries that have people and like drop them off like a school bus? Does that sound stupid? Like, are they close?
Why are the passengers allowed off and the fucking crew aren't allowed off?
I don't know.
What is literally going on?
How do we help him?
Like, Dipper, do you know?
I have no idea. I mean, he explained it as best he could in the email. It has to do with, I think, different countries and their bans on allowing people who have been traveling or whatever. And it sounds like they've all been quarantining on the ship, so they should be able to meet those guidelines. But I think if the ship has been to another part of the world, they're just saying, no, you can't even come in here. But it's wild because everyone's getting tested and there's no one has COVID on some of these ships.
Yeah.
Girl, I would jump off that boat so quick.
Yeah, I just can't imagine being like trapped in a cruise ship room for that long. So
ever.
Our heart
so
goes
sorry,
out to
Nolan.
You. And, you know, it's not going to last forever. So, I mean, you know, hang in there. And and your letter is bringing awareness to this issue. And
you're
I
fine
hope that
too.
Something can I hope that something can fucking happen from this.
Also, if he's listening to episodes on repeat, you can do what Willem does and listen to him at 1.5 speed to really pep your day up.
It works. I watched a Jeffree Star video yesterday of him touring through his closet, and I first looked at it and I was like, 25 minutes. And I was like, nah, we're going on double speed. I don't need to be depressed and have my time taken up.
Wow.
Yeah, she's got a lot of shit.
Do you want to read the next one?
I'm still on the dick.
You're hung up.
This is from Root Prison, honey, part two. It's a picture of India Farah,
yes,
in her All Stars 5 entrance look and says, "This color really drew to my eye. It's so unique. It's so different. I didn't want to walk in with some bitch wearing the same thing I was." And then they cut to Miss Cracker in the identical color saying, "I don't know much about clothes, but her hair looks fierce because she did it herself."
Come on. I never thought the outfits were similar in any way.
And the only... the only similar thing is the color, and that makes it funny, and that's why that's why it's funny. So thank you, Root. We understand.
And this isn't even
poor
the
India.
This isn't even the internet. World of Wonder did this.
Yeah.
Girl. We know. We know. Let's read this next question from Emily.
Going back to Emily? All... Wait, people go back to All Stars and have the same thing that happened to them on their original season happen to them again? That happened?
So
is this on the record?
Weird.
Is this public knowledge?
Whoa,
that's so upsetting.
It's like the character they created for you the first time might somehow carry over to your second appearance. Like it's already in their best interest to show already established characters doing already established behaviors.
Listen, whatever. I think fucking India Farah looks outstanding in her promo and her walk-in look. And so does Ms. Cracker. So, so salute to you both.
Salute.
Now, I'm also, just because I like to poop and things and mix it around, there was something, somebody said something about India Farah and being so nice and blah, 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 blah. And Farah chimed in. She was never nice to me. And then I was like, oh, well, okay. So I kept looking and Farah mentioned that when she was cast on the show along with Kimora, that there were some postings on Facebook from India, which she saw after that were screen capped, that said, like, "I remember when girls have to add talent and just looks weren't enough for the show," or something like that. XYZ, XYZ. Kind of the same thing that I remembered her saying about Nebraska when Nebraska got a show. So I don't know if this is like her MO, but I mean, I would hope that there's room for everybody nowadays.
Wow.
Because these things were a while ago. When Nebraska got a show, I think that was like a year or two ago.
And who was posting shade? India or Farah?
India. And I also remember the time that we were all in that Facebook group where it was like all the Drag Race girls. And somebody screen capped all of those conversations that everybody had. All the girls, Chanel, Perillo. Mm-hmm. And World of Wonder got them. And we were all gagged that somebody did that. And the person that everybody thinks did that is one of the people that I'm talking about here. So, like, bless her. It was when she quit drag the first time. Do you remember that?
No.
Because I remember when she quit drag, the first thing I was thinking was, bitch, let me buy some of that jewelry. Because she has all the sets. She has the bracelets, the ring, the brooch, the tiara. She's everything with jewelry.
Wow.
But don't come out the mouth, girl.
Let's broach the next subject from Emily.
I'm so excited to hear from Emily.
Hey, Dolls and Dip. I love the pod and listen every week. However, I wanted to bring up an issue that's troubling me. Within the past few weeks, it seems like the Dolls are living for Sherry Pie and making it very known. It's triggering to hear Sherry getting so much praise, and it makes me wonder, why is Race Chaser even acknowledging her? I get that you have to report on what happens in the show. However, I really hope that you refrain from praising Sherry in the future as a sign of respect for her victims. While she may be talented, I find it hard to separate the art from the person. Keep up the award-winning work. I'll still be listening.
Oh my
god. It's an interesting note, and thank you for sending that in, Emily.
I was just gonna say fuck off. Because honestly, you said it nicer, but we are fans of the show. We make this show because we like talking about it and we want to share our point of view. We're open to other point of views and everything, but this is our show, and Sherry fucked with a lot of men's minds and stuff, and people got hurt, but if you're not one of her victims coming at me, telling me not to talk about it and make jokes about it and say funny things like Sherry's playing a catfish this week, a fish this week. You know, those kind of things make me laugh. And I am going to keep doing them on my podcast unless one of the victims tells me not to. And those victims are probably all fags with a sense of humor. So, Emily, calm the fuck down, girl. Calm down. I'm sorry you're triggered, but like, I don't accept blame for that right now. You're listening to a podcast where drag queens talk shit. So get ready. Somebody will be triggered every episode at some point, I'm sure, just by the sound of my fucking voice. I'm sorry. P- People are just complaining about everything.
Well, let's not make it general. Let's keep it specific.
This is how I feel. Like, we make a product and we pour our souls and hearts into it. And when everybody's like, I don't want to hear that anymore. Because I got another email from someone saying, hey, guess what? You should talk about Sherry because not all the fans support the narrative of her being erased. Stuff like that. Like, everybody has an opinion. And just because Emily's got through here does not make it the new protocol for the show. We're allowed to talk about what we want on our show. And if we want to joke about another drag queen, we'll joke about her. Be her RuPaul, be her Sherry Pie, or be her one of us. Because we're the first ones to take the piss out of a situation, and we need to take the piss out of this situation, so that's how we're dealing with it. And Emily just wants to have us keep shoveling piss, and I don't want to.
This is, yeah, okay. This, I hear that, and this is where I'm coming from with it. I believe that it really didn't sit well with me when they, like, cut Sherry out of the runway and just were sort of, like, pretending like she wasn't there, because she was there and she affected the outcome for everybody. So, like, it happened. She was there. She is on the show. She's performing on the show and competing every week. So, like, to not speak about it, I feel, gives it more power. And to hide it in the closet and pretend like it never it happened or existed is, like, making it scarier and crazier. But if we're able to, like, talk about it and, like, yeah, she did good this week. She also fucking fucked with a lot of people's lives. Let's move on. She ruined her career. I mean, and we say that. So, like, I think it's that's where we're coming from. We're talking about what exists. We're talking about the ways which the show has sort of skirted around her, but we're not going to, like, pretend that she doesn't exist in the realm of Drag Race, because she does. And I don't fucking like what she did. I'm fucking disgusted by what she did to people, and a lot of people are, but you can't just erase, like, things that exist.
Yeah, and Emily, I understand when she said, I find it hard to separate the art from the person. But, like, we got shit like the Dr. Luke thing we just talked about. Woody Allen, like, any guy that's ever been Me Too'd. Like, there's a lot of art out there which has nothing to do with the people that make it. And if we talk about her costumes or something, that's not giving praise to her. I mean, we're trying to uplift the
people
that made
them. No, the costumes are done by amazing artisans who were kind of taken for a ride by this person who is, like, misrepresenting themselves, and they had no idea about this whole side of her.
I hope she didn't say, I'll pay you after I get some gigs.
Also,
some of the girls do that.
No, not that. She also kind of took fucking World of Wonder for a ride. And, I mean, the judges and RuPaul, because they're sitting there at the table laughing and fucking living. And they're like taken with this character. So it's like, it's reverberations of the fucked up things that she has done. But us pretending that it never happened, that she doesn't exist, it's not going to happen on this podcast.
Mm-mm. Thank you, though, Emily, for listening.
Yes.
Friend of the pod.
We do appreciate that.
I didn't mean to yell. I'm in quarantine.
Sparks.
Making sparks.
Yeah. The problem is I don't have a wig on. And right now I have a sew-in, and it's just really tight. I did it myself with a
pocket
mirror.
But it
kind of
gives you a facelift.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it does.
Just that. The next question comes from Mary. Hello, Alaska Willem and Big Dipper, and greetings from Atlanta, Georgia. Love the pod. It's basically the only way I know what day of the week it is, so worth noting that Delta Lena... Oh, so it's worth noting that Delta Lena, real name Catherine Lee, as you were discussing last week, is, or at least at the time, was an actual stewardess for Delta. Yeah, that's what you got in the video. All the people in the videos are. That's how they have the uniform.
I think I called
video.
Her an actress by mistake. But.
Oh, you called her a pumped model. That was what you said. Just to quote it.
Okay.
Just to quote it.
Okay.
I have friends who have even seen her on flights, but that was quite a while ago. Sorry, no drick, don't have one. My lady parts aren't really a work I'm proud to display right now. Keep on churning out the content, divas. Stay safe, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
You missed the sentence right in the middle.
What?
That she went to high school in Atlanta with her, right?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I
Delta,
did miss
as
that.
You probably know, has a major hub at Atlanta, and she went to high school here.
Yeah, I mean, we already know her. We didn't need to know why.
Okay, well, Catherine sorry. Lee, Catherine Lee, Delta Lena, we love you. We support you. And I will say, for the record, it is possible to be a pumped model and a flight a flight hostess, a flight attendant.
Wait,
it's
you're
possible
be a flight
both.
Attendant now? And-
Do you know Lola went? What
oh,
was,
I know. And
she was
going to
pursue. Yeah, she was going to pursue being a flight attendant. But she they clocked her tattoo and said,
yeah, they said, they said, no,
Tattoos are not allowed on this Delta flight. All right. We have one last message. Non-anal advice needed.
It was
Dear
nice
Dolls
to talk
Big
to
Dipper.
You guys this week. Thanks. Bye.
leave
meeting.
Willow has left the conversation. Hi, girls, and high praise. It may not have been your intention when deciding to start Hot Goss, but this pod has turned into one of my only podcasts to turn to for gay dating and sex advice. I have to thank you for all the tips and tricks you've shared with us since the genesis of this lovely program.
I know her.
And I was hoping to get a bit of advice myself. Let's get down to business. I'm a college student, and I don't have a ton of experience with dating or sex. Truthfully, I'm uncomfortable with penetrative anal sex, and have found that guys get weirded out when I tell them that. It has proven difficult for me to keep a guy long-term, as they seem to get bored sexually or want to do more than I'm comfortable with. Not everyone can be a voracious, cum-hungry bottom. Sorry, Willem. So, I was wondering if you two had any advice on how to switch things up and keep guys satisfied without giving up this voluptuous ass. Attached is a drick pic for your viewing pleasure. I've covered the balls for modesty's sake.
Oh, modesty.
Love how skillfully and seamlessly y'all use the soundboard. Other podcasts perhaps go a bit overboard with the sounds, but y'all pepper in some dings and what privileges just enough to emphatically emphasize your point.
Cue the birds! Cue the birds!
Oh, wow. Race chaser, race chaser. I want to see the receipts. Up, do, up,
do.
So upset
up,
and
do. Hate it, bitch.
Gold throne.
Oh my gosh, I thought this guy's picture was going to look a lot different than it did, because like, this is amazing. I can't believe this man has any problems with his sex life at all. Like, if I look
well,
like that,
a problem. I think it's just like a general like preference, like what he's comfortable doing and what he likes.
Sorry, he doesn't have a problem sexually. He has a problem with keeping a guy after them realizing that he doesn't want to go further than what he was probably doing. So just oral. He's a side, it sounds like. There's plenty of people that are just sides that just do oral and like jerk off. In the 80s, I think it was popularized because in San Fran, I know the bathhouses used to have rules that you weren't allowed to fuck once the AIDS started and stuff. Mm. So you were only allowed to suck dicks. And some people just got into sucking dicks. I know at least three friends off the top of my head that don't fuck or get fucked. They only suck dicks. And like, one takes fists.
Right. And and I mean, the point is that you're not alone, and there are people out there who can be a match for you.
Hot for every lid.
Exactly. So like, don't give up. I mean, and as long as you're like open and upfront with your partners, which it sounds like you are being, I mean, that's important as well. So you're not misleading them. I think that it's going to be possible for you to find someone, and you can have a very fulfilling sex life without penetrative anal sex. That's just the tea. Well, thank you for joining us.
For another
exciting award-winning
You can send
smoking
your questions.
Smoking is not allowed on Race Chaser Podcast.
Nuh-uh. You can send your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And good questions and nudity always get priority. Thank you.
We also have some exciting video content available on patreon.com/Willem. All you have to do is sign up to be a patron, support the divas, and we just posted a behind-the-scenes video of us getting ready for the queer tees, which is very fun and worth checking out.
Remember when we can go outside? That was so fun.
Yeah. Just search on Patreon using the hashtag RaceChaser, and you can watch the videos a la carte.
And to see more of us, you can look on Instagram at Willem, at TheOnlyAlaska5000, and at RaceChaserPod. Mm-hmm. And we will be back next week with more... Piping,
steaming,
scalding,
boiling.
God, that bird shit on me.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.